The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. How you doing? Hey, it's 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay, we got a busy, busy, busy show today there. So good morning to Jared. Jared is...
Good morning.
You think yeah. Jared's not here a lot, but Jared's here all the time. He's here in the evenings with the shows in the evenings. He stays for baseball, and then in the mornings on Saturday, the baseball. And we're having flags put up today.
Oh, because?
I should know this.
Oh, my goodness. Let me look.
I should know why for this.
Okay. Is it why?
No, it's not that. Anyway, good morning, Jared. Hey, good morning, Linda. And what's the weather look like?
Good morning, everybody. And how are you on this beautiful Friday? Today will be sunny and hot with a high near 97. And I'm going to look up this flag holiday thing here. Okay. Mostly sunny Saturday with a high of 94 and a low of 69. Sunday calls for a hot day with 101 and a low of 70. Monday, 105. Tuesday, 106. Wednesday, 103. Thursday, 100. So that's what we've got to look forward to with our weather. It's clear. There are no thunderstorms in sight, according to the National Weather Service in this forecast. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts. Are welcome, 365-3793. And let's go to our, of course, our Friday segment with Amy from Haven Humane. We're talking about please do not leave your pets in the car. What does it take? How many minutes before they die?
Not very long.
No.
Not very long. Please don't do it. Leave them at home. We've been overrun lately, last few days, with somebody left their dogs in the car in the parking lot, and it's 105, and you just don't do it. It's just not worth the risk. It's just not. So keep your pets at home. Keep them safe.
Today is considered Flag Day.
That's what it is.
Okay.
It is Flag Day.
Yeah. I was watching them this morning.
You know, they put flags up a lot right out here. The Boy Scouts come in and they do this, and they're really cool. But they caught me on this one. I don't know why. I should have known.
It's June 14th. So June 14th is Flag Day, and maybe the days got away from us. But yeah, it's the Flag Day, and the next one, inauguration. They're all coming up. So Independence Day, of course, you know, we do know the flags will be flying on that day. So anyway, Pet of the Week, moving back, I regress, to Amy, and you have a darling pet with you this morning. And how are things happening at Haven Humane, and who do we have today?
So things are going well. I have a cute little puppy. I'm calling him a puppy because he's only about a year old, so he's still fairly young. His name is Boo, and he is a wire hair terrier mix of some sort. He's very cute. He has a little goatee. He's got some just sparse little wired hair all over him.
He's got a little goatee. He's got little sunglasses on. He looks like Maynard Krebs from the Dobie Gillis show.
I was just messing with his little hair on the top of his head, and he's got a little mohawk now.
Now he's got a little mohawk, a goatee, and sunglasses.
Yes.
I'm telling you what, you got to get him a little set of bongos, and he'll be there. No, what a cute dog, and he's not yappy.
No, not much of a barker, no, but he is very energetic. He is only a year old. So he would be best like in an energetic, fun family, someone active, someone willing to...
Kids.
You know, kids, loves kids. Yeah, does great
loves
with kids.
Loves kids. So this could be somebody that... This could be your furry person that you have in your family that the kids could just grow up with.
Yeah, and if you're looking for a small, you know, smaller breed dog, he's a year old, so he's not getting much bigger than this. He might gain some weight. He is a little on the skinny side. But he's not going to get any bigger than this. So a lot of people are looking for small breed dogs...
Also
go with children, but a lot of small breed dogs can be sometimes frightened of children because of how small they are.
Uh-huh.
So he's actually a really great fit for a family. He does great with other dogs.
He's in between size, too. He's not like probably
15.
Yeah, 15, 16 pounds.
Yeah.
So he's not, and he's got long legs. So
yeah.
It's not like he's small
or
like
fragile.
You would look at.
Yeah,
he's not that. He looks like he could rough house.
He would have like a lot of fun doing agility. He's one of those dogs that would have a lot of fun with the agility courses.
And, you know, terriers are pretty
smart. Terriers are tenacious pretty, like that. They like
they're
it.
They're pretty smart. Yeah.
So yeah, he is available for adoption. He's already neutered and ready to go. And we are doing we're still doing Stuff the Bus until tomorrow. It's our last day.
Last day.
So the bus has already been stuffed, obviously.
Probably several
week.
Times.
Last week. But we are still taking donations, which we plan on giving right back to Salvation Army. So, you know, if you miss the first round,
if you bring
still
a
time.
Bring a sack of non-perishable goods in.
Yes, it has to be it has to be the one with the red bandana and a stick. You have to bring it in that.
Okay.
Can't be a grocery bag. You have to bring it in the little hobo sack.
Oh, really?
The little hobo sack.
Oh, okay. Because I remember trying to make a hobo sack.
Did you make one of those when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Did I put a pea rice sandwich in it?
But it's got nothing to do with Stuff the Bus.
No. No, I was just saying, like, a sack of groceries.
I just wanted to know if we were paying attention, Carl.
Yeah, exactly.
I was the one that asked the question.
And I put one of those together as a kid and thought I was going to run away.
I did, too.
Walked to the end of the driveway and down the street and went, it's not so bad after
it's
all.
It's not so bad here after all. I did the exact same thing, and I put a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in mine, but just one. How was I going to make it through? It was already lunchtime anyway. I would have eaten it before I got to the end of my driveway.
Well, then you have to go ask your parent, hey, would you walk across the street with me?
Yeah, hold my hand and then leave.
You think that has anything to do with cartoons that we watch?
I think so, yeah, because they always had that was like the little traveling thing.
Right,
yeah.
Right, a hobo, thing, a pillowcase on the end of a stick.
Exactly, yeah.
You're driving me to drink, you two, okay? I'm going to go back in the other room, I'm going to start testing the bourbons
that we collected. Pet of the Week, and of course, Amy with Haven Humane, is our beautiful Boo is up for an adoption today. And what time do you guys open?
So we open at 11 for visiting. We do answer phones from 8 o'clock on or 8:30 on. But we're cleaning kennels in the morning and getting the place ready and everybody fed and taken care of before we have customers come through the door. So a lot of people get confused about what time the adoption center opens because other buildings at Haven open before us.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because we have we have to get everybody nice and shiny and pretty and their kennels nice and clean before people walk through. So we open for visiting and walking through the kennels at 11 o'clock.
Well, we always appreciate seeing you on a Friday morning. Thanks, Amy.
Of course. Have a good weekend, guys.
You know what? Tell everybody down there how much we appreciate y'all doing. And I realize the kennel has probably got a lot of animals in it right now.
It does. We are very full.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
thank
now,
you.
Do you realize what I have in my hand?
I do.
Okay. And I am sorry that I scored a few extra because I know how popular this opening night tonight will be. These are also good for just this weekend, 14th and 15th. So, if you give me a call right now, I have Mamma Mia tickets. This is how it works. I'm actually holding six in my hand. So I'm going to give them out throughout the morning. Give me a call now. Request either two or four. You come here and you redeem these tickets, then you take them to the Cascade and you pick out what seat you want. There's certain sections with these promotional tickets. So give me a call at 605-4567, and you can go see opening night of Mamma Mia tonight at the Cascade Theater. Or you can go tomorrow night, sure if they're having a matinee, but their matinee or evening showings must redeem this ticket in person in the office. All right, so give us a call. I mean, I know you're going to want to see this. I'm thrilled. So now, do we talk about how fabulous it was? I went to go visit some friends last night. We were doing belated birthdays. You know how that just seems, belated birthdays go on and on. And we were at a friend's house, and we started off in the, with hors d'oeuvres, and we were in the pool. They have a fabulous pool. So we were just in the pool most of the night, with our little plastic wine glass and just enjoying catching up on our lives. How wonderful after that, because I went, bing, oh, my gosh. You know, they live there. They can fall. They can sleep in. 9:45 in the morning, I ran home, and I couldn't wait to get to bed.
9:45 last night.
That's the time I left there.
Yeah.
9:45 last night. So nice to come home to my sleep number bed, and I say our sleep number bed. And the reason I say mine is because I have my own sleep number setting, which makes it feel like it's, I can move it around and make it whatever firmness or softness that I wish to do. So last night I was 55.
Your sleep number setting was 55.
Right. My sleep
number
setting. Well,
you know, Bob Belangi has, everybody knows Bob, who was our engineer for so many years and who retired. And he and Brenda went up to Oregon and they bought a sleep number bed and they bought the, and it tells him how much, you know, what his sleep quota was. And he was up, he's up in the 80s now. So when you think about it, the Sleep 360 smart bed.
Really?
Yeah. Not only can you choose your setting, and my sleep number setting, of course, is 60. But the it will move with you as you move through the night and helps you. It adjusts as you move.
Well, let's just say that there's been some nights that we forgot to set it, and we still sleep wonderfully at 100.
Yeah, at the firmness. Now, I've never taken it down to zero to sleep in it. Because
no.
I never done that. Because you really have to get down. You have to run the, you have a remote too. So the whole thing. Anyway, right now, if you come in, the lowest prices for a Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed is now only $1,299. And you can, that's saving $400. That's only for a limited time. And you're only going to find Sleep Number at our Sleep Number store right here in town at the Target Shopping Center next to the vitamin shop right there.
Next to the vitamin shop.
Next to the vitamin shop. And it's Sleep Number. We thoroughly endorse Sleep Number, and we've been sleeping on ours now for, what, 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break, 7:16 in the morning. We're going to be right back with Chatty with Maddie.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio on this Friday morning, the 14th of June. It's Flag Day. We'll be right back.
You'll find comedy, country music, and more this year at the Shasta District Fair June 19th through the 22nd with the insane Skip Banks cast of wacky characters. Louis Fox one-man sideshow featuring side-splitting comedy and magic tricks. The comedy show of master hypnotist Tyson. Plus, country music with Chad Bushnell and Logan Mize. Go to Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com and save up to 30% on admission tickets and carnival ride wristbands. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 19th.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries and a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday. A Reading landmark for 80 years at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading.
Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Relax, restore, and rejuvenate. Wind River Spa, inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Indulge in some body pampering with our summer spa specials featuring oxygenated facial, summer glow body scrub, CBD warming massage, spa pedicure, and 15% off all waxing. Retreat from the demands of daily life. Book your summer spa specials now featuring farmhouse fresh products. Gift certificates available for purchase. Summer spa specials at Wind River Spa.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Shasta District Fair.
Shasta Strong is action-packed with Waterworks Park Kids Day free to kids 12 and under at only $1 for everyone else.
And our carnival ride special.
Free Senior Day.
Gear Jam and Auto Racing.
Hypnotist.
Crazy Wacky Magicians.
Side-splitting comedy.
Country music with Logan Mize.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you.
And all entertainment is free with paid fair admission.
Support our youth at the Junior Livestock Auction.
Visit the Kids Corner and stroll the grounds.
Shasta District Fair opens June 19th.
Hey folks, good morning, welcome, and thank you for tuning in to KCNR's Friday morning segment of Girl on the Street, where relevant topics of conversation are raised and answered by those within the Reading community. I'm your host, Madison Cox. Stay tuned as I eagerly take to the streets to see who will get chatty with Maddie.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott, 71 degrees out there, 7:20 in the morning, and we're here with Maddie. Chatting with Maddie. Okay, what was the question?
Yeah, so this week Gavin Newsom came out with a proposed bill to give free health care to undocumented immigrants. So that was what we focused on today, or this week.
And I guess we're going to find out, huh?
Yep.
You ready, Jared?
All right.
Let's roll.
Then you have to tell us where you went.
So what do you think about Governor Gavin Newsom's proposed health care to undocumented immigrants?
Well, my question is, who's paying for it? Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it.
Well, yeah, we don't know a lot about the subject, but we do feel a little bit hurt to think that an illegal immigrant might come in and get health insurance. Is that what it is? When we're having trouble getting it ourselves, and we're American citizens who've been paying taxes for a lot of years, and that's, yeah, it kind of feels like it's not really fair.
We're not favoring the Americans who actually do the work and build the society.
I think that there is enough U.S. citizens that are not getting insurance. Why should we pay for someone that's not even paying taxes and getting everything free as it is?
I think, my parents are immigrants and they became citizens, so I think if you really work hard at, you know, becoming a citizen, that you really just deserve what your country has to offer for you. Children, they don't have a say. So, I mean, I think they need health care, and I feel they should be taken care of. But again, that's also up to the parents, and it's kind of a toss-up, you know, it's kind of rough, but I think from my tax dollars and so forth, I don't mind taking care of the children, but not the adults. They need to really do what they need to do to get, you know, if they want to live here, do it right.
Okay. Well, sounds like, did you find anybody that was for it?
I did. So I did talk to a couple families before, and there's a lot of people that I talk to while I go out that don't want to be recorded. And actually this week it was funny, I had to brush up on my Spanish skills. I haven't spoken Spanish, you know, a lot since I was in high school. But I did talk to a couple Hispanic families who were for it. And it was interesting hearing their stories behind it and saying,
what
seeing
was your
why.
Story?
So one gentleman, he said that he did receive his papers, but he does work with people who are undocumented. And I think it's a lot of it. You have to look at the differing perspective. So mm-hmm. these people, those are their friends. So they want them to be settled and have something. You know, they want to help take care of them. So I think a lot of it was they just had somebody that they were looking after, and that's why they wanted them to have health care. Another Hispanic family I talked to, not as long of a conversation as the first, but he said, yeah, I think they should have free health care. So.
Well,
okay, was he a citizen?
Did you explain to him that?
I didn't ask him.
Did you explain to him that it's not free?
Yeah, I didn't. Usually I just ask them their opinions. And, but, yeah, I don't think they quite understood the gravity of what they were saying.
It's, right. And it's like the first guy. He just says, who's paying for it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we all know who's paying for it. And to say illegals don't pay taxes isn't quite true either, because many of them work in jobs and they take money from them and it goes back to the government. That's true. But the danger is it's a gray economy where a lot of people are paid under the table because they're working really cheap for jobs that usually would be paying $20-25 an hour, they're doing it for $10, but they're doing it under the table. So then no taxes are being taken out. But the idea that we still have citizens of our state that aren't getting this.
Yeah,
it's scary.
And it was really interesting, too. One of the ladies that you heard on the soundbite, she and her husband actually were missionaries. I talked to them. They're from Kenya. And I guess they had adopted some children from Kenya who are now citizens. They hold dual citizenship. And now that they're coming over to the U.S., you know, healthcare is so expensive. And they're having a hard time finding a plan that'll fit them. And they can't even figure it out. And they are U.S. citizens, you know, serving in a different country. But they come here legally with their dual citizenship. So.
Sure.
Very interesting stories this week.
You know, people don't realize, you know, I've lived in several European countries where, you had free medical. They don't understand that free medical over there is paid by the people there with taxes. They're up to 65%
right.
of what they make. And their income tax isn't that. Their income tax may not be that high, but when you start adding on all the other taxes, including the value-added tax, the VAT tax, on the things they buy, it comes up to 65% of anything they make.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is they don't declare everything they make.
Yeah.
So, and then you go back to this gray economy. And trust me, their health care, while the people are caring, they are nowhere near the abilities of the United States.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about Switzerland when you've got like four people that live there. I'm talking to places like Italy and Croatia. And the and the European nations like that. It's just people don't realize is that free is not free.
Yeah, and I think one of the things people are concerned with too is that the American people aren't being seen as a first priority, and we are American citizens, you know. And it seems as is almost if California is incentivizing for people to come into the U.S.
Right.
You know, but we have problems here that we need to address first. You know, we have homelessness that's going on. We have veterans, you know, they probably don't receive as much or adequate health care as we would like them to have. So there's some issues that we need to address first before
when we have our veterans off the streets and we have our citizens that they can be seen and all this, then it's like your family. You take care of your family first. Well, and then you start reaching out to people to start, you know, I mean, it's Linda and my kids and my grandkids, you know, we take care of, and then my sister and brother. And then we start reaching out to the cousins, you know, if they need help. And then you start reaching out to the cousins' friends. But you've got to take care of your family first, and that's what America is we're a family. We battle it out, but we're a family. And if we can do that after everything is taken care of, I've got no problem with that at all. So
do you want to switch the subject and talk a little bit about the Warriors since you're a basketball player?
Oh, here we go.
We can if you'd like.
Okay, so,
if you don't know it, Maddie was on the Simpson basketball team, scholarship girl, lady.
They just like me because I was tall.
Just a couple minutes. The season couldn't have ended any worse for the Golden State Warriors. Forget the loss to Toronto in the NBA Finals. Yes, that hurts, but the series injuries, all-stars Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson combined with uncertainty, the free agents, Durant, Achilles tear and Thompson ACL tear can both be free agents, and both will be out potentially a season. The excitement of free agency this summer and making it more unpredictable. While Thompson is more likely to remain the Golden State than Durant, neither will be playing games at the Golden State's $1.4 billion Chase Center that opens 2019-20 season. Your thoughts?
My thoughts. I honestly like the Golden State Warriors a lot. I do respect Toronto. I believe this is their first championship. They are a Canadian team.
Right.
So I have a tremendous amount of respect for them. However, as a Warriors fan, I am kind of sad to see that they lost in game 6. I wanted them to win last night so it would force a game 7. But you know, the guys had a tremendous effort. Like Linda said, you know, Kevin Durant, they're the MVP of the league. Was down with an Achilles tear.
Yeah, I wonder if he came back too soon because, you know, he had been out. And then he comes back and he tears it. But I think that when you lose Klay, who is a leader on the team, and one of the Splash Brothers or something, whatever they call him, when he went down, I mean, he scores a lot of points.
Right.
He picks it up when
Jeff, just the whole morale. Yeah. The morale
just goes down. It can't help but that.
So what? Tell us a little insight. We've got about a minute left. An insight of what happens when you've got major injuries and you're in a championship for the final. I mean, just minutes.
Yeah, well, the Warriors, they've been here before, so you'd think that they'd be a little bit more used to it. But any team that's going into a championship game, you're going to be a little rattled anyway. And then when you have your star players like Durant and Thompson that are going to be out, then, you know, they're leaders on the team. So somebody else is going to have to step up. And if nobody does, then that's where you're going to have an issue. Obviously, we have Steph Curry, who always plays great. Draymond Green, great defensive threat on the team. But we needed players to come up. We needed production off the bench. And we saw it, but it just wasn't enough.
Not to the level the Raptors were.
Yeah, and Kawhi and Lowry and even Van Vliet, I think his name, they did a tremendous job last night. And as much as they didn't want them to win, they earned it.
Well, okay, so that's nice to hear. I didn't watch the game, but I headlines this morning, and it shows a picture of Steph Curry in the middle of the
floor.
Baseball.
No.
Floor. Basketball floor.
Some sport.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm just looking at it.
Two B's.
And he's hunched over on sitting down in a UGC. He's like, oh my God.
You gotta think this, that they're, okay, it's over, and they're glad they start getting ready. Mm-hmm. For next year, but kind of take off a few weeks here. Anyway, Maddie, again, great job.
Thank you.
And we'll
see you next week.
We'll be seeing you next week. We'll be thinking of something. You know what I'm going to do is I'll put it on Facebook and say, hey, what kind of subjects would you like Maddie to go ask people about?
That would be a great help for me.
Yeah, I can do that. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. Shasta Siskiyou Transport, been in the business now 52 years. Think about this, 52 years that they have partnered with so many different members of the industry and have built this company right out of here in Reading, a highly successful company, providing oil, diesel, everything all over the West Coast. First of all, they offer water heaters, home heaters, kerosene. They're out there on the fire lines when the fires are there, making sure that they have fuel for every one of their diesels, for their for generators, for trucks, for anything they need. There's the fire crews out there, and also SST Oil. They're also a member of the CFN Fleetwide Fueling Network, which we are now members of since we have cards from there. It's good for 59,000 different locations in the middle of the night in the Nevada desert. One little gas pump took my CFN. Right there. So that's about, you know, SST Oil. They do a lot for our community. They're always in there supporting the veterans and all the different groups here and our community. That's SST Oil. Super people there. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back with Dr. Care Tennant. BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at RedingRancheria.com.
Gigantic ammo sale this Saturday only at Jones's Fort. Our best prices of the year. Bulk packaging in your favorite calibers like 5.56, 9mm, 380, 45, 17HMR, 22 mag, and much, much more. Starting July 1st, background checks on all ammo sales begins. So now is the time to stock up on all your favorite ammo at Jones's Fort. Big ammo sale this Saturday only, June 15th at Jones's Fort.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. What do you think I waved my arms around for you? I was trying to take off. What?
I just thought maybe you were just stretching. And hey, by the way, Carolyn.
Stretching is this. This is, hey, we're coming back on the air.
I'm sorry. You're out of my peripheral vision. Hey, Carolyn, congratulations. You won the 4 tickets to Mamma Mia. Anyway. So
hey, I want to
come to the studio this morning and get them so you can pick your seats out.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, if you've got to go to the emergency room, plan on being seen in 30 minutes or less. Imagine that, coming in and actually seeing a doctor in 30 minutes or less, or and not just the nurses who are there to help, you know, to take care of you, of course, but then to see somebody that can start fixing things within 30 minutes. That's almost unheard of in emergency rooms, but that's what they're priding themselves on here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Added more people to the emergency room staff, changed their ideas of how they want to help people there. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring community and compassion. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Well, we're kind of on the fly today, and we have Dr. Tara Tennant, who is traveling all over for conventions and other places. And so we brought her in here this morning so that we can get her monthly take on what's happening.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Especially with the heat blowing up like this.
I know. So I thought I'd talk about heat stroke today.
Thank you.
Yeah, because we talk about, don't keep your pet in the car and all that, and be careful when you're walking on the pavement because it's really hot for them. But we haven't talked specifically about heat stroke for at least a little while.
And what's it look like?
So heat stroke is very similar to humans. And so in your dog, and for some reason, cats tend to be fairly resistant to heat stroke.
Because cats don't move unless they want to. Dogs will run around in circles for no reason. Cats will look at them and go, what are they doing?
So the thing to watch for is excessive panting with your dog. If the panting doesn't stop, a lot of drooling, laying down, doesn't want to get up, unable to walk. Sometimes they'll have a seizure. Sometimes they'll seem disoriented. Those are all signs that you need to bring them into the vet hospital. And if you're out, say you're out running and Whiskey Town and you're in the middle of nowhere and you notice that your dog is really panting and having a hard time, then you can start cooling them down. So they sweat through their feet and they get rid of heat through panting, and those are really the only two ways that they get rid of heat.
Okay, so if you're at Whiskey Town and you're running, get in the lake with them, will that help at all?
It's going to help.
Something you
yeah,
do?
You want cool water. You don't want cold water.
Right.
Cold water causes vasoconstriction, so it causes, if you think about when you put your hands in really, really cold water, then your fingers go numb before your core temperature, and so it causes a reflex heating and shivering, and you don't want that.
But you do want them to be cool.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. And you can do the whole body. You can do the feet. You can do the feet and then the armpits and the groin region until you can get them to the vet hospital. So,
well, I have a story to share with you. It was an 80-degree day, and, of course, I just thought it was a wonderful day, so I took Snooki to Mary Lake, and we walked around, you know, towards the back of the lake, and all of a sudden, she would not stop panting, and I freaked out, picked her up, and then I'm walking the rest on the way back, and she got worse and worse. I got in my car, and it's like I couldn't have sped out of there and ran through red lights and whatever to get her home, and I thought, is she, because she was panting, and I didn't know what to do, so I wetted down her head. See, through that, I learned about her, you know, the paws. But that was just an 80-degree day, and it just a beautiful day to walk, and it got away from me.
Right. And it doesn't have to be very hot. I mean, it's obvious when it's hot and they're having a hard time, but it can be 80 degrees, 75 degrees where we think, oh, it's wonderful, but it can be really warm for them.
Depending on their coat.
Yeah, their coat, and they have several risk factors. So their weight is going to be a risk factor. So if you have an overweight or obese dog, that dog is going to be more likely to develop heat stroke. If you have a brachycephalic dog, so if you have a dog with a really short nose, like a pug or a bulldog or a Boston or a Frenchie, you know, any of those, their airways are smaller than other breeds. They're going to have more of a risk of developing heat stroke. The really, really old and the really, really young, they have a hard time maintaining their body temperature. So you want to be really careful with those guys and make sure that they're in nice, cool places and not exercising too much.
Well, bulldogs, the English bulls, because they're heavily muscled and they're with their noses the way it is. We had one in when I was stationed in Quantico. The people had just moved in and they left shade, but they were not used to the heat in the summer in Quantico, and the dog all of a sudden drops out in the backyard, and one of the kids saw it, and the neighbor, literally the neighborhood, merged, you know, we got put him into a swimming pool to kind of cool him down, fanning him and all this, didn't work. Mm-hmm. And so we wrapped him up in a towel, and I left a note on their door saying, we're sorry, but while you were gone. And oh yeah.
What would you do now?
Well,
would you
know,
do the same?
And the kids were watching. We said, get the kids away because, you know, it was obvious he wasn't going to make it. But when you asked the kids, the 4-year-olds, what happened? Well, you know, dog had, we had heat stroke. And so what happened? Dog died. That was it. Dog died. And this is the thing is, if you've got dogs like that, and I know people with English bulldogs, you got to really watch them because of the thick muscle, you know, the thick muscles, and when they're out there and they're caught in the sun like that, just like you said, they can overheat immediately.
Oh yeah, and they already have a difficult time breathing. You know, they're born with what's called brachycephalic syndrome, so they have a narrow trachea, they have a long soft palate, they have narrow nasal opening. You know, it makes all that, it's like breathing through a straw. And these dogs are big. They're big. I mean, a bulldog is a big dog. An English bulldog is a big dog.
What's the first thing that happens if somebody brings you in the first procedure you do when a dog has heat stroke?
So we start cooling them down with cool water, put an IV catheter, and start fluids immediately. You have to get them cooled down, but you have to do it slowly because if you do it too quickly, that can cause the reflex shivering and the body heat.
Right.
But when they get overheated like that, it can cause multi-organ failure, where they go into kidney failure, they start bleeding out. It's similar. People do the same thing if they're not treated.
Well, we're only in like the little 100 degrees, and of course we have floor vents. We have the little hundreds. We have floor vents, and our dog, she's part Maltese and part Pomeranian, and isn't the Pomeranian has a double coat, right? So I take her down to as little as I can. You can actually see the pink in her back. And she likes to lay over those vents. I don't know how good that is for her, but she lays on the vents. And she's a little bit more lethargic right now than usual, I think. Right, Carl? I mean, because she's just probably hot. She's hot.
Yeah, it's hot.
Is that bad for them to lay over the vents?
Not at all.
Okay.
Well, if she wasn't, I would be. So the only thing is that when she lays on it, then the air doesn't come out. She just lays there, rolls, you know, just lays there, and she's extremely happy. Are you kidding? When you come home, when you come up to pet her, she's cool. Yeah. You want to just, you know, I mean, because she's been laying on the air conditioning vents. And dog's not stupid. Okay. Hey, look, we got to take a quick break. 7:45 in the morning here. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction, largest privately owned arms instruction company in California. It's not just firearms. It's not just a concealed carry. It's defense of your home. It's rifle instruction. It's unarmed combat. They have it all at Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant.
Plains as lovers do we race beneath the summer sun. My dusky eyes met his soul blue, our soaring spirits breathe as one. We blazed our love across the sky, surrendered to its ancient force. Until the day he said goodbye and climbed aboard the Iron Horse.
You'll find comedy, country music, and more this year at the Shasta District Fair June 19th through the 22nd with the insane Skip Banks cast of wacky characters. Louis Fox one-man sideshow featuring side-splitting comedy and magic tricks. The comedy show of master hypnotist Tyson. Plus, country music with Chad Bushnell and Logan Mize. Go to Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com and save up to 30% on admission tickets and carnival ride wristbands. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 19th.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday. A Reading landmark for 80 years at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Shasta District Fair. Shasta Strong is action-packed with Waterworks Park Kids Day, free to kids 12 and under, and only $1 for everyone else.
And our carnival ride special.
Free Senior Day.
Gear Jam and Auto Racing.
Hypnotist.
Crazy Wacky Magicians.
Side-splitting comedy.
Country music with Logan Mize.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you. How you walk, how you talk.
And all entertainment is free with paid fair admission.
Support our youth at the Junior Livestock Auction.
Visit the Kids Corner and stroll the grounds.
Shasta District Fair opens June 19th.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has been in the business since 1993, helping family, seniors, business owners, veterans, all of them here at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. If you're having problems with your fire insurance and, if, you know, and you're not, I mean, even, yes, even after the fires, and you have questions, give her a call at 221-0441 because Judy is there to help. She is a member of our community. She has helped so many people for so long. You're not going to find a better person to talk to than Judy Maxwell. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. Linda and I are here today, and it's 74 degrees already, by the way, with Dr. Kara Tennant. And Dr. Tennant has joined us to talk about heat. And we just talked about heat stroke, how you identify it, and what you should do to take care of your animals.
Does heat stroke happen in horses?
Probably.
Okay, well, I mean,
well, no, I'll tell you this: is when I was in endurance ride.
I'm just curious.
When I was in endurance rides, we'd be off those horses at least probably a mile out, and we'd be running in with them. I mean, you have little girls that are like 110 pounds riding, but. We'd come in because they'd be looking at it, make sure the horse wasn't dehydrated. They'd be checking the gums. They'd be twisting the skin a little bit to see if it stays. They're looking, checking heart rate. Oh no, vets at each one of these checked. We could lay there dying.
Right.
They could care less because we were doing this for whatever reason, but they were making sure those horses were okay. So yeah, I think a horse can go down from heat.
Yeah, I think any animal really. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they just have varying.
Are you seeing a lot of it so far? I mean, how many would you say cases have you had in the last, now that we've gone up into, like we said, our little hundreds?
I know. I've only had, I think I've seen a couple, but not severe, like enough that I can just do some fluids and send them home. I mean, sometimes these guys need to be hospitalized for several days because they're in organ failure.
Wow. What other things? Are we into the foxtails yet?
Oh, yes. We are into foxtail season.
You know, you sit there. foxtail season is, you know, what is that, the bonus round?
It is like the bonus round. You know, the foxtail season can be really rewarding and really frustrating because you can't always find them. You know, where I have these big swellings with a draining tract, so it's like a swelling with a hole in it that's draining fluid, and you know there's something up there, but you can't find it. Sometimes it's like a needle in a haystack. Or you have the sneezing dog. That's sneezing constantly, and you go up there, and there's a big foxtail. Oh, that's so satisfying.
To find it and get it out for the animal. Yeah. You know what? I know how much you love animals. I mean, I really do. I mean, you can't be a veterinarian, I guess. Well, I guess you could be, but. And then
I don't know why you'd
like want to
be.
What? If you didn't like it?
Yeah, because that's years and years of school. You better love what you do.
But the fact is that when you can find something, you see an animal that's in distress, being able to find it must be like really make you feel good.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best. Yesterday I had a dog who was limping, and she was also licking her foot, and the owners had looked at the foot, but they couldn't find anything, and so they thought maybe she sprained it. But she had a foxtail in it, and it was working its way up through the pad. Uh-huh. I was able just to pull that out, and she's going to be fine, which is awesome.
How about fleas?
Ugh.
What's going on?
I would say on a daily basis, I probably see 15 to 20 dogs and cats with fleas every day. And it's so easy to prevent.
Well, what about even if they're taking flea preventative medicine, can they still get fleas?
They will die. If it's effective, if you're using, you know, some of these over-the-counter topicals, they're not so effective. And so, yes, you're still going to see fleas. You're still going to have a problem. If you're using the orals, you're not seeing fleas.
Okay. So that's they're killing them
they
off.
They die so quickly. Yeah. It's they're so effective. If you use the oral flea preventative.
Yeah. The drug in it? I mean, mm-hmm. I understand that, but it goes, you say immediately? I mean, it goes through the blood system and then it starts coming
out. Within a couple of hours that they die.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
And it causes neurologic.
We've got like 5 minutes left. So what do you want to hear here?
Cover.
Well, you know, the other thing right now is it's kitten season.
Oh, my gosh.
We probably have 10 kittens. By the way, we're not a shelter. We're not a rescue. You know,
no.
Animals are kittens that people find that drop off, you know, drop off at the front step or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do have kittens to adopt out if anyone wants to come by and see them. They're super cute. But you just have to spay and neuter your cats. And they, you know, they're so prolific. I mean, their gestation period is 2 months and they can get pregnant while they're lactating and they just keep on cycling. So they can, I mean, they just keep on going.
I called yesterday to, you know, to see, you know, if you were coming on today mm-hmm. because I hadn't written anything down. And you were in the middle of, you were observing spaying
yes,
procedures.
Yes, I have a vet student. I have a vet student, so I was supervising her while she was spaying one of these little rescue kittens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How
super
cool is
fun.
That? Yeah.
You know, she's
you get to mentor her.
That's the best. Yeah, we have an externship program, so we work with UC Davis and Western, where vet students will come up and they'll do, you know, 4 or 5 weeks and hang out.
It's like med school where you're rotation.
Yeah, exactly. It's a general practice. They get graded on their time while they're here, and they get to do all sorts of
stuff. If you find one you like, you start kind of like, hey, it's a great place to work.
Oh, that's the whole plan. Yeah.
We've got a real shortage of veterinarians.
We do. And this girl I have right now is great. And she loves the area, so fingers crossed.
Cool.
Well, maybe we can
hopefully
help with that.
Hopefully she'll come back when she graduates.
Yeah, maybe we can help with that or something. Just
yeah.
Get her out in the lake. Has she been out in the lake yet? And one of the like,
she's been out to Whiskeytown because she brought her dog. So she's been out to Whiskeytown. Mm-hmm. You know, I live up past Lake Shasta, so she passes that every day. We went down there and went swimming with our dogs. So... yeah, she's exploring the area. She's super fun.
That's great.
Yeah.
Super. And what's her name?
Her name is Faye.
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 Okay, well, hey, Faye.
We know a lot of
Faye. Hey, Faye. I know.
There's like 3 Fays here in town now that I know of.
Oh, nice.
Probably more than
that. Hopefully there's another one coming as she graduates.
Right.
Yeah,
that'd
be great.
Care Animal Hospital. This is where foxtails,
heat stroke,
so many other things that you do that are, you know, great.
Let's talk about that. You all have a new name now.
We do. It's VCA Care Animal Hospital now.
VCA is kind of like...
I know. We joined the VCA family.
Yeah. So how many in the family around here then?
4.
4?
Yeah. Companion, Asher, Gateway, Care. But we're not. I mean, a lot of people have asked us, so you're emergency now because they get that confused with VCA Asher. But Asher is the emergency clinic. And Companion and Gateway are not emergency clinics either.
So they and from what I understand, Asher is closed Tuesday through Thursday. Is that right?
Yes, you know, Wednesday, and we just got a letter saying they're shortening
their emergency.
Right, they're shortening their hours even more.
Yeah.
I think, and the weekends are only open for 4 hours. I think. Oh.
Are you all open?
So,
you all open on Saturdays,
need
right?
That.
There's a
or,
need, no. Definite need there.
Oh, that's
there's
right, because you're with.
Right,
because we
closed before VCA bought Care. Mm-hmm. Because we just don't have enough vets to cover all of the shifts. Just like, you know, just like Asher, they don't have enough vets to cover all the shifts either to stay open for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So until we get more vets in the area, we're going to have limited hours.
Do you start paying bonuses or something like this? I guess everybody pays bonuses, though, to try and get...
Yeah, I mean, there's some big bonuses that you can have if you move up here.
I wonder if would it be because, you know, in some cases they have these things where they put doctors through medical school. You know, they've already been admitted, so they'll pay, but you got to come up here. You owe us 5 years after we put you through medical school. I wonder if something like that would
kind of like the Army.
You know, I don't know. I know they do that for technicians. So if somebody's been with the company working as an assistant for a while, they'll help with tech school and pay for that. And as long as you can guarantee that you'll work, you know, I don't know what it is, 4 or 5 years for them or whatever.
Yeah, and otherwise you have to pay it back.
Right. I mean, I would say they're at that point to help someone out with that school.
Dr. Kara Tennant, VCA
Thanks
Care.
Thanks for joining us.
Or is it VCA?
VCA Care.
VCA Care, mm-hmm. Animal Hospital. Have a great time. I know that you're going to probably finally get off from work for a week.
Enjoy.
Like
are you going to see your dad this weekend?
No.
You're going to call him.
He's leaving. She's leaving.
Yeah.
Okay.
Father's Day.
When we come back, we have Curtis Byron with us. And Curtis is, as I said on Facebook, I said he's got an announcement that could change the lives of everybody in Shasta County. So I think this is going to be interesting. We'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Pentagon has released a video aimed at backing up U.S. allegations that Iran was responsible for this week's apparent attack on two oil tankers near the strategic Strait of Hormuz.
The video suggests that the Islamic Republic is seeking to remove evidence of its involvement from the scene. Iran denies being involved, accusing the U.S. instead of waging a campaign against it. The U.S. Navy had rushed to assist the stricken vessels in the Gulf of Oman, off the coast of Iran, including one that was set ablaze Thursday by an explosion. The ship's operators have offered no immediate explanation on who or what caused the damage against the Norwegian-owned and Japanese-owned vessels. Each was loaded with petroleum products. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
If you're waiting for President Trump to fire one of his closest advisors, don't hold your breath. Mr. Trump says Kellyanne Conway is going nowhere unless she wants to.
I'm not going to fire her. I think she's a terrific person. She's a tremendous spokesperson. She's been loyal. She's just a great person.
The president, talking with the Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends, a government watchdog recommends Conway be axed for violating a law limiting political activity by government workers. The president accuses opponents of trying to take away Conway's right to free speech. Two of the suspects in the shooting of retired American baseball superstar in the Dominican Republic are wanted for violent crimes in the U.S.
According to prosecutors in New Jersey, a bench warrant on armed robbery and gun charges has been issued for the man who authorities in the Dominican Republic say shot former Red Sox star David Ortiz. Meanwhile, a prosecutor in Pennsylvania says he believes another suspect in Sunday's incident is wanted for attempted murder there.
That's correspondent Matt Small. On Wall Street this hour, stocks are higher, or lower rather, the Dow down 25 and the S&P is off 5 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
China is urging all parties to exercise restraint after the suspected attacks on two oil tankers in the Persian Gulf region. The BBC's Robin Brandt says Beijing is standing by its ally, Tehran.
On the periphery of a regional economic summit in the Central Asian state of Kyrgyzstan, China's Xi Jinping told his Iranian counterpart that he would promote steady development of ties with Iran, no matter how the situation changes. China supports the troubled nuclear deal that, up until President Trump withdrew American support, allowed Iran to resume oil exports. China also wants to increase its investment the other way into Iran.
Sweden hosting talks between major global powers with stakes in dealing with Venezuela's political turmoil. Representatives of Russia, the UN, the Vatican, Cuba, and the European Union attending the meeting in Stockholm. News and analysis at townhall.com. One of the world's largest meat producers will be offering plant-based alternatives.
Tyson Foods will begin selling nuggets made from pea protein at grocery stores this summer. According to Euromonitor, U.S. sales of meat substitutes are expected to jump 78% to $2.5 billion by 2023. Health and environmental concerns are fueling the growing global trend towards plant-based eating. Startups like Beyond Meat and Impossible Foods have also raised consumers' interest with products that closely mimic meat in taste and texture. John Scott reporting.
The man accused of the New Zealand mosque attacks smirked as his lawyer entered not guilty pleas in a courtroom packed with survivors and relatives of the 51 people who were killed. Brenton Tarrant was seen on a muted video link from the prison where he's being held. The judge set his trial for next May. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Here on Flag Day, the 14th of June, 2019. And the weather is heating up.
That's right. But if you come down Market Street, you're going to see the flags. And so we are celebrating Flag Day. It's going to be a very hot day with our temperatures around 97 and a low of 69. It's currently 75 degrees in the downtown studio. Saturday calls for a high of 94 and a low of 69. And Sunday, we are reaching triple digits with 101. Monday, 105. Tuesday, 106. Wednesday calls for 103. And Thursday, 100 degrees. Clear skies throughout the week.
I'm ready.
And mostly clear skies at night. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And remember that Sunday, this Sunday's Father's Day. I know a lot of people are like, no, it's next week. No, Father's Day is this weekend. The 17th. So, 14, 15, where are we? Is it the 16th? I don't know. Anyway, Sunday is Father's Day. And let's go to the phone. Speaking of good things, let's go to Susan Eastman, who is our Wells Fargo advisor. Susan, good morning. And what's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning. Well, major averages are starting out in the red this morning due to rising tensions in the Middle East and weak corporate data. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 39 points. At 26,067, the S&P 500 is off 5 points at 2,886. The Nasdaq Composite is losing 38 points at 7,799. Active stocks this morning on the big board: Disney up 12 cents, trading at 141.80. Kinross Gold up 3 cents at $3.60 per share. GE off 9 cents at $10.22. For local stocks of interest, Costco up 11 cents at $2.59.82. Target off 83 cents, trading at $87.47. PG&E up 6 cents at $18.35. In the bond department, the benchmark 10-year note is priced to yield 2.07%. And over to commodities, gold is up $8.30 an ounce at $1,350. Silver up 2 cents at $15.01 per ounce. Crude oil trading higher, up 17 cents at $52 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR. And happy Father's Day, and it is on June 16th.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Susan.
Have a great day, everybody.
If you're looking for, you came into some money and maybe, you got a tax return or whatever it is, that, you're trying to figure out what to do with your future investments. Susan Eastman, Wells Fargo Advisor. She's vice president over there, and that's off of Park Marina Circle. So thank you, Susan. Now, talking about Father's Day, we're going to move on to our fitness tip of the week with Joe Adamson, who's celebrating 25 years of being a business owner with Adamson's Peak Performance, who's a father of two and a grandfather of how many now?
Five now.
And still at the gym every day just working it out. So, Joe, what's the fitness tip?
Yeah, we even got the grandkids come to the gym. They love coming and playing around in the Punch Fitness Room.
Wow, see, we've known you now for 12 years. That was pre-marriages of the kids.
Right. The pre-marriage of you guys, even.
Yeah, right. Pre-marriage of us. So we've known you a long time, and you're our favorite gym to go to. So what's our fitness tip?
Well, our tip is to build a balanced fitness plan. Over the years working with people, I've noticed that they'll spend a disproportionate amount of time on their strengths and ignore their weaknesses, which can, lead to injuries functional imbalance, maybe even aesthetically imbalanced. You've all seen the guy that has a big, huge upper body and no legs. So, you know, build a balance. The primary components that I see it in fitness would include muscle strength, muscle endurance, cardiovascular endurance, body composition, which refers to fats versus muscle ratio, and flexibility. So build a program that balances these components. You know, if you can run 10 miles, but you aren't able to pick up your 25-pound dog and get him off the cold vent so you can get some air into your house, you've got a little bit of an imbalance. You know, conversely, if you can bench press 350 pounds, but, you know, you just about go into cardiac arrest getting up a flight of stairs, you know, your program needs some tweaking. So balance out your program. Come see us at Adamson's if you need help with that. We build exercise prescriptions for our clients all the time. We can help you change the way you look, feel, and move. So, you know, I just encourage everybody, build balance into your program, and you're going to have, you're going to be more functional and be more fit, really, overall.
Well, thank you, Joe. We always appreciate your positive input on, you know, just something to be mindful for over the weekend. And happy Father's Day. This is Joe.
Thank you.
Adamson's Peak Performance with our fitness tip. Thanks, and have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, guys. You too.
Okay. Well, you know, I just really like going down there because the place has got every type of Adamson's Peak Performance has every type of cardiovascular or strength equipment that you could ask for. Down there.
And we started going to them when they were over off by the Rose Center, right? And
Now they're off C Street over
and,
there.
And they bought their own building. They've expanded. And
hard to do in the days of big gyms. It's, you know, they come in and they offer $9,
right?
You know, memberships where, you know, you don't – it's tough out there. But Adamson's has been able to not only prosper but grow. So – it's, you know what, I love these, you know, it's people that, and they work so hard. The whole family works hard in that, you know, Joe and Kathy. So, and speaking of people that work really hard, we got a guy in here with us, of course, Curtis Byron. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Thank you.
Hi.
Tell us a little bit about Curtis Byron.
I lived in Reading my whole life, about 60 years in September. Went to Old Shasta High School, Shasta College. Went into business with my dad. Then I went into business with my wife, you know, with Quorum Ranch.
That's right. You own the, you and your wife have the Quorum Ranch, which is a just outstanding place to get away from it all. And it's right here.
I mean,
you don't have to drive 12 hours to get to it.
It was kind of poetic justice. I grew up in Old Shasta, so I knew a lot about the history of Shasta County, and then I married a town. My wife owned a town from back in the old days. It was kind of cool. So,
when you say you went into business with your father, what kind of business was that?
My dad was in insurance.
Okay.
He'd been insurance since about 1962.
Wow.
And then I went in with him in 82. And then I broke off from him in 93 and formed Siskiyou Insurance.
Okay.
And I've been doing that since 1993.
Good for you. That's great.
Not only that, but you're pretty much involved with so many things that are happening around this area.
Yeah.
Too. Special Olympics. You and your group were one of the people instrumental in bringing the first Da Vinci surgical. I don't know if you'd call it machine. It's not. It's a Da Vinci surgical computer. I don't know what would you call this? Because with this, and
robotic surgery.
Yeah, Casey Fatch was talking about it the other day from Shasta Regional that one of their people had performed his 500th operation on the Da Vinci. And this was huge to get this in here.
Yeah, that's the Louis Marimani's Memorial Foundation. Now we call it the Louis Foundation.
The Louis, okay.
The Louis Foundation.
The Louis Foundation.
We
and
changed
that's
our name.
Annual. You still do an annual golf tournament?
Well, that's a thank you for our sponsors, our partners throughout the year. We go get partners and people's partners with us, and then we just say thank you, and we let them go. We have a golf tournament. We turn Gold Hills into a par three. Every hole's a par three. Every hole has a hole-in-one prize on it of $5,000 or more, and it's a thank you. It's not a – it's you don't – it's not a fundraiser. It's just thank you for supporting us. We've been able to do some wonderful things up at Dignity, bring in some wonderful latest and greatest technology, bronchoscope, endoscopic ultrasound, you know, things that they need so that people don't have to travel to San Francisco and Davis to get those same things. So
that's great.
Fantastic.
And that's the, is that the Louis Foundation, Louis Miramontes Foundation does this?
Yes.
And what's, who makes that up? I know besides you. You've got a...
Steve Gaines. There's about 14 of us, but Steve Gaines, Randy Jensen, and I got the ball rolling. Steve Gaines keeps the ball rolling. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Dave Jackson, Chad White, Don Anderson, Les Melberg, Scott Odell, Pam Akuda, Nikki Rail, Michelle Miramontes Henning. She's our president.
You know, when you think about this, these are names that people probably, many cases, don't know. But we know them from a variety of reasons that they're kind of like they don't beat their chest on these things. And like Melberg, you wouldn't know. You know, I mean, Melberg is, you know, he takes a lot of rocks because they're just so good at what they do. And I mean, and they get selected to do things. Wow, Taj Mahal's, Les Melberg and his people have won awards, national and international awards, for the work they do. They work all over the place. And, I mean, literally, designs everywhere. And so, but you don't hear things like this. Like, he's helping, you know, on bringing something like the Da Vinci in.
Our whole board's like that.
Yeah.
It's not about us. Yeah. It's not about us. It's about trying to make healthcare in Northern California better. And every one of us have the same goal, and we work that way.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. We're here with Curtis Byron, who just made his announcement that he's going to be running for a county supervisor. Which district?
Four.
District 4. 8:16 in the morning. It's about 78 degrees right now, going up to, what, 98, or it's going to be 100 today. I haven't figured.
Our lows tonight. Well, we're going to go up to 97. Our lows tonight is 69. Okay. And when we get back from the break, let's go into a little bit more details about what you think you can bring to District 4.
Sure.
Okay. And this portion of the show brought to you by right now in your mailbox, you have a $300 gift certificate waiting from B&T Satellite. And for it's a military and first responders offer, also 55 and over. But if you get it too, B&T Satellite, powered by Dish, is so proud to announce two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation to all active duty, reserve, and veteran members of the military and active first responders. No receiver or plan restrictions. Don't call the 800 number. Just call 241-3474-241-DISH. There are so many things that go along with this. And this, again, is a thank you from B&T Satellite to our military, our veterans, our first responders. So look for that gift certificate and give them a call, 241-DISH, B&T Satellite. We'll be right back with Curtis Byron.
Gigantic ammo sale this Saturday only at Jones's Fort. Our best prices of the year. Bulk packaging in your favorite calibers like 5.56, 9mm, 380, 45, 17 HMR, 22 mag, and much, much more. Starting July 1st, background checks on all ammo sales begins. So now is the time to stock up on all your favorite ammo at Jones's Fort. Big ammo sale this Saturday only, June 15th at Jones's Fort.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
You'll find comedy, country music, and more this year at the Shasta District Fair June 19th through the 22nd with the insane Skip Banks cast of wacky characters. Louis Fox one-man sideshow featuring side-splitting comedy and magic tricks. The comedy show of master hypnotist Tyson. Plus country music with Chad Bushnell and Logan Mize. Go to Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com and save up to 30% on admission tickets and carnival ride wristbands. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 19th.
SSD Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the Carr fire. Locally owned SSD Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Nah. No. But. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. You can't hear us on 1460 AM. You should just switch over to 96.5 FM if you're in a different area or you don't get it as well.
We're working on the tower, and it's taking time, so just know that.
We have REU checking the electricity that goes through there. And, in fact, they've got sensors on the line, so that we should be hearing something today. And then we take into the next step, so to find out why the transmitter just periodically just says, I think I'm going to take off for a while, and then we run down there and turn it back on again. So, yeah. You know, you go through that kind of stuff when you got a business, you know, and it relies on this. So we have a plan, but we have 96.5, so you don't have to miss anything. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. And you don't have to miss coolness in your house. If your dog wants to lay on the vents on the floor, let them, because you have cool air coming through. Because of Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business that literally can work on any type, make, or model of cooling systems. Voted best in the North State. Warranties, guarantees available. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We're here with Byron Curtis. And Byron, Curtis Byron, gosh, why do I do that? Curtis Byron. And he made the announcement.
I've been called worse.
And you will be, because you are running for office. And
that's
District
right.
4, supervisor for District 4.
Yes.
Okay.
What do you think you can bring to the table that just give us a little spiel on you and what your plan is?
Well, I've lived here all my life, as I said, and I've watched from the outside looking in some of the decisions that were made. Some of them I agreed with, some of them I didn't. Mostly what I see is bureaucracy, and I'm not blaming the Board of Supervisors or City Council, but there's just so much bureaucracy and so much stuff that just delays things that need to get done, and we got to get around that. We got to get over it. We got to either bolt through it or figure out some way to make things happen to make Shasta County, the North State, the place that it used to be. And I just still have the energy. I want to do that. I mean, I'm tired of bitching from afar. I'm going to go. Right.
Okay, so what does this mean? What does it entail for you to now say I'm running for office? How long is the journey? When do we vote? What's going on?
The primary is in March.
Okay.
What I've done is I'm filing, basically just getting filed with the state, getting filed with the county with an intent to run. You can't really do any paperwork until October. You can't file until October and start campaigning. But basically, I just wanted people to know that I was going to be doing it, you know, to hear my plans.
And fundraise.
Well, yeah. How are we going to say that?
Well, it's part of the deal.
Yeah, and I have a lot
it's
of...
It's the hardest part for people, I think, is to go out and ask for funds for this. Because, I mean, of course, people that know you and support you, you know, they're going to contribute. But for everybody I've talked to, the hardest part is usually the fundraising because nobody likes to do that.
I've been raising money for 40 years. I have zero problem asking for money.
that's good.
Yeah.
As long as it's not more tax dollars. Or what do you think about? You know what? Let's just talk about Shasta County and some of the things been brought up. Joel Comente brought up the idea of a one-cent sales tax that for public safety, a dedicated sales tax. Nick Gardner, a citizen, brought up the idea of a one-cent sales tax countywide for building a jail and paying for the jail only with these funds, which allows then the rest of the general funds to be used, you know, the extra money, the extra $10 or $12 million go back into the general fund. What's your stance on taxes?
Before I tell you, I just want to preface this with
sure.
My opinion is the state of California has decided they would rather fight President Trump than take care of their own citizens. And Shasta County is on the lower part of their own citizens. I don't even think state of California knows where we are. And so any help we're going to get for our problems, whether it be you want to go homeless, criminal, whatever, they're not going to help us. They're not going to be there. They're not going to dedicate money, if any, to us. And so if we want to fix it, we got to fix it ourselves. We got to pull up our big boy pants and get on it. I think a 1 cent sales tax countywide is a great idea as long as it's specifically targeted for something. Unfortunately, Board of Supervisors passed, City Council passed, and even state legislators passed have shown they can't be trusted to finish what they start because you get new ones, somebody changes their mind, whatever. So it has to be specific. I've talked to Nick. I've talked to Joe. I don't have a problem with a detention center. Nick and I's plan's a little different, but close. I mean, I think you have to take a part of that for incarcerating mentally health and drug problems and incarcerate them and get them help. I'm not going to give my idea out because I don't want somebody to steal it. But and then, you know, you have the rest of the beds are for nonviolent criminals. And I'm also a work crew guy. I would really push for work crews. And I've figured out how to do it, and I've looked into it, and it can be done. I've had people tell me it can't be done, but it can be done.
Well, you're saying when you're talking about work crews, you're talking about people that are in the jail.
Yes.
The one plan that Gardner had was, you know, he just said a jail. And Trish Clark and I were sitting here thinking that the type of people we arrest in this county and we can't hold are these – ones that are on these almost misdemeanors, even though they're not misdemeanors, they're stealing, they're drugs and all this, that if you can get them in there, which is what you just said, we can start the process of them getting help.
Right.
But if we don't have a place to put them.
Right.
Exactly. Not, we've proven this over the last 7 years. Right. I mean, no matter how much money you spend, there's, you know, our, the reason we have, we're the third large, we have the third most arrest in California in Shasta County is this failure to appear. That's who most of these people are, you know, that the police arrest. You know, a lot of them are, you know, they don't appear for court. They don't have to. Nothing's going
to
happen.
Right. No, you have to have a place to put them. It doesn't have to be a maximum security jail. You know, it doesn't have to be that. It can be a minimum security place because most of those guys are not going to go over a fence with razor wire on top of it.
No, they're not. They're not in a condition to do it.
Right. And they've got a bed, they've got a shower, and they get their three meals. And I hesitate to use rehabilitation, but you get them locked up, you get them the help they need, and then you put them to work.
We're here with Curtis Byron. He's just announced his candidacy for the District 4, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to be right back, and we're going to talk to him about the economy. What's he see? What you see in the economy? Is government supposed to get into the economy or building the economy? And your thoughts on that? Because the county has the swings a big stick around here on who gets started and how long it takes and all these things. So I'd like to hear what you're going to say about that. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. If you're going to buy a firearm, go down and see John and Sarah Bastiani. They built this company from nothing. It's very successful, and it's for one good reason, customer service. Always having what the customers want at very fair prices. Veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. Go on down and talk to them. They also offer classes in concealed carry, hunter safety. You can get everything there at Bastiani Arms you're looking for. Just head on down to 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading, and they're open Tuesday through Saturday. Go on down, and they have a lot of ammo for sale right now. And you might be starting to think about that because 1 July, which is just around the corner, the ammo rules have changed, as you know. So you can buy it now, or you can fight your way through the process starting 1 July. I think I'm going to give them at least 60 days to figure out what they're doing in this state. But then again, I don't know if that will even be enough. 8:31 in the morning. We'll be right back with Curtis Byron.
Full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep-fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday. A Reading landmark for 80 years at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading.
The Bad Bull and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Bad Bull and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. The Bad Bull and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. The Bad Bull and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Shasta District Fair. Shasta Strong is action-packed with Waterworks Park Kids Day free to kids 12 and under at only $1 for everyone else.
And our Carnival Ride Special.
Free Senior Day.
Gear Jam and Auto Racing.
Hypnotist.
Crazy Wacky Magicians.
Side-splitting comedy.
Country music with Logan Mize.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you.
And all entertainment is free with paid fair admission.
Support our youth at the Junior Livestock Auction.
Visit the Kids Corner and stroll the grounds.
Shasta District Fair opens June 19th.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at 96 of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:36 in the morning, and it's about 75 degrees out there, heading up to 97 today. Don't leave anything in the car locked up that you want to have there when you get back, if it's live. If it's plants, kids, dogs, take them with you. So this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. They run on appointments now, so give them a call at 244-9478. It's a veteran-owned store and veteran-owned barbershop that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I have not gotten my hair cut any other place in this town in something like 11 years. And it took me a little while to find him, but I have never gone anywhere else than Cypress Square Barbershop. Really good people down there. We're here with Curtis Byron and another good person. And you know what? People that want to contribute to our society by getting out there and running for office, I so much admire you all. It doesn't mean I have to agree with you. But, you know, people go, well, you've got – oh, you don't like so-and-so. No, I truly like everybody that we have in office today. Like them in a sense like they're not my best friend, but I respect them. Maybe I should say I respect them and I admire them because it's not easy. Immediately you lose half your friends. And and then sometimes you really upset your friends too when you're running, I mean when you're in office. And people say things about you that are just, you know, and so you've got to have a thick skin. And I imagine your skin's pretty thick.
I've been selling insurance for 35 years.
Okay. The economy.
And playing golf.
There's not a lot I haven't heard.
Shasta County's on the cusp. Reading, really, I think, of a huge expansion in the economy, what we have here. We've got downtown K2 building, you know, putting in this new building here. I talked to Danny Knott the other day, and he'll be on the show. The other development they want to do with in conjunction with McConnell, taking out this old parking structure and putting in a multi-use building with parking. You see the county courthouse. You see that Reading is in the top 30 cities in the nation for the economic, you know, for the ability to grow economically because of the plans we've done and the atmosphere here. The county plays a big part in economic growth. On the other hand, they can either slow it down or they can speed it up. what will you do as a board of, as a supervisor, if elected, to enhance economic growth?
Well, I obviously regulations need to be monitored. And they, you don't need a lot of regulations. You need oversight, but you don't need regulations. The fee structure, you know, I'm not a fan of raising that just to try to make money. I am more into developing business that pay taxes that increase revenue. With that being said, I think that a lot of the past decisions made for the county have not been in the county's best interest. We live in one of the most beautiful places in California, bar none. I've been to many places in California, and there's so much here that that nobody else has. We're 3.5 hours from the coast. We're 3.5 hours from gambling. We're 4 hours from the Bay Area. We've got it all. We've got the best fishing downtown Redding. We got the best fishing in the state.
Over 10,000 people a year just from the fly shop come in here to fish in this area. We got one of the best trout fisheries in the world flowing through our town.
Downtown Redding. That's right.
That's it.
And then you go into the Upper Sac or the Upper McLeod, and it gets even better. I talked to Shasta Cascade. $900 million worth of travel dollars come into the North State a year. $900 million. You know, But the county does not promote with the Shasta Cascade and does not promote tourism. They want industry. Well, how's that worked out for the last 30 years? It didn't. So we need to focus on what we have. We need to focus on what will work, and we need to promote it. The people up here are the best people in the world, and we live in one of the best places in the world. You know, we don't need to be bringing industry in here to make this any better. We can do it. We can do it with tourism. Adam McElveen wants to bring in high speed internet. What a great idea! Little mom and pop shops in downtown. It would work wonderful.
The complaints that I hear, and we hear many of them, not so much from the city anymore. I'm hearing from people in the city or that are doing business with the city. They've broken the code about pushing permits through and helping. But I hear still in the county that there's problems with getting permits. It takes a long time. You know, you come in there and you think you've got everything done, and you come back and you find that there's something more. Are you planning on taking a look at how the process works so that if somebody does want to build something out in the county, whatever kind of structure it is?
I have been involved in some of those things, and I'm probably 50-50 on some of them went very well and some of them didn't. I have friends that are contractors that have told me those same things. There needs to be cohesiveness in the building department where you have one inspector working on the one project from start to finish. Instead of you get 6 or 7 different inspectors with 6 or 7 different opinions and 6 or 7 different recommendations. I don't think it's fair to the contractor. I don't think anybody's trying to take advantage of the system, but then it needs to be easy. I mean, follow the rules, but at least give them a chance to follow the rules consistently.
Okay, at least have a consistency so that everybody plays by the same rules.
That's right, then. Absolutely.
Because I've heard things of actually taking years to get things through. And I would just like to use as an example, and even I'm not going to use ones that I know of right now because they're still going through the process and I don't want to jinx them, but the Anselmo debacle, and I'm not saying it was all on the county side,
yeah.
But now the second group that's in there, they can't get the permits either. Now, I can't believe two separate organizations, totally different, can't get all the permits that they need. This is a destination place right down there. I mean, Anselmo's could be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what's going on there. Is that nobody, you know, it's, I don't know how long it's been, 10 years, and they still don't have permits.
I don't know a lot about it, and I haven't heard anything in the last year or so, but
yeah.
The last I heard was there were a lot of issues that needed to be taken care of. And it wasn't anybody's fault other than age. You know, the age factor of the buildings and the systems and the water right-of-ways and those types of things. And there was needed to be a lot of clarification and replacement. Now, that's the last I heard, and I don't know if that's still going on or not.
Well, you know what, that's something that, to me, if you're a supervisor on the board, okay, this is just me, and you and I have talked about this, so I know how you feel, is that the idea of, you know, the government shouldn't be in business, but they should do everything they can to help business. And you were pretty emphatic about that earlier.
Yeah, government should not. Yeah, right. Government should not be in business. Government is there to make sure that everybody plays by the same rules and the laws of the state of California, the laws of Shasta County, and those things. That's why they're there. Our supervisor's job is to make sure that those laws and regulations are not cumbersome and overburden the people that are trying to do business here. That's a supervisor's job. Now, with that being said, you know, no, government should not get in the way of progress as long as the progress is within the guidelines set.
Okay.
And I completely support that.
All right. We're here with Curtis Byron, who has just announced his candidacy for the 4th District for Board of Supervisors. It's 8:45 in the morning. It's 80 degrees out there. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Another veteran-owned business, Jeff Wurst, has been in the business for well over, over 30 years. And he knows how to fix windshields, whether it's your RV with a windshield that's, you know, it's 5 feet wide and, you know, 4 feet long and all these things. He can fix them. He can fix little bitty chips or cracks over 2.5 feet in length. And he guarantees his work. And he's not going to waste your time. He's going to look at it. If he can fix it, he'll fix it. Guarantees it for life. And if he can't, he'll just tell you where to go to that maybe you need a new windshield. Totally. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back with Curtis Byron. B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Gigantic ammo sale this Saturday only at Jones's Fort. Our best prices of the year. Bulk packaging in your favorite calibers like 5.56, 9mm, 380, 45, 17 HMR, 22 mag, and much, much more. Starting July 1st, background checks on all ammo sales begins. So now is the time to stock up on all your favorite ammo at Jones's Fort. Big ammo sale this Saturday only, June 15th at Jones's Fort.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. The studios at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. It's Friday, Flag Day, the 14th of June, 2019. 80 degrees out there, going up to 97 today. Be careful out there. Don't overdo it. If you're walking around, the heat can get to you. Make sure you're hydrated out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. It's air-conditioned, and it's got a great selection of all types of jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. 2225 Hilltop Drive.
This is
open
where
Monday through Friday.
We shop local, stay local, and, you know, they bought this from Leonard, and this couple bought the store from Leonard, and they work really, really hard. And so you just want to go in there and support your local Jewish store.
That's it. Okay. We're here with Curtis Byron, who just announced on the show that he's running for Shasta County District Supervisor, District 4. And we have a lot of things facing us. We have a lot of positive things, but we have a lot of things facing us that one of the things that really concerned me, and you've already touched on it, on how attached to take care of the public safety and to take people off the streets through the jail and all that. But we just had down at the library. We had a shooting at our library out in the grounds there. And it concerned me a lot, but it didn't seem – it's like people kind of almost took it as, that happens. I know it's within the city limits, but it's the county library. Your thoughts – on this, the homelessness, which is another big problem. It's not the crime problem, but it's another big problem we're facing. And you see cities all along the West Coast. L.A. may have already gone past their tipping point. How do we prevent that here?
Well, that was a crime problem. That wasn't a homeless problem. And there's definitely a difference between crime and homeless. But they're hard to tell the difference. They're hard to tell apart. And my thinking on the deal is we need to get rid of the crime problem, which will be able to identify the actual homeless problem and deal with it. It'll make it smaller. It'll make it manageable. And you will be able to manage the homeless problem once you get control of the crime problem. You get the criminals off the street, or you get them locked up, or you get them run out of town. You get the mentally ill people getting the help they need. The only thing left is homeless. It becomes a smaller problem. It becomes a manageable problem, and it can be managed that way. Because, you know, you have people sitting there saying there's 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 homeless people in Reading. Well, there's not. They get confused with criminals, and they get confused with people that are just roaming the streets during the day or at night, but they have a home. You need to isolate them, the three groups, identify them, take care of them, and you can manage them. And you can manage all three, but you can't lump them all into one and try to manage them all, because they're all different.
Okay. No, I believe that's true. You know, you can't just lump everybody into one group like that. It's just not going to work.
No.
Because there are homeless that that would be what we could help.
Yes.
That just want to be off the streets. They want a job. They want these things.
Right.
But right now, it's kind of like eating an elephant. You know, if you look at it, it's, oh, you can't eat that. But you can, one bite at a time.
Exactly.
Okay. Reading has, since we've lived here, it's been 12 years now, Reading's changed. And it is still a wonderful place. But the fires we just went through. One of our listeners here wrote in that says that he believes the tourism industry has just been damaged, it looks like, irreparably by the fires. Do you believe that?
No. Believe it or not, a lot of people have been coming up to see the damage of the fire. And I don't know the numbers yet. I haven't got them yet. But they're coming up to see the damage. And they're still, you know, Shasta didn't get hit that hard, Shasta Lake. And one of the things that I mentioned the other day, one of the most popular tourist attractions through our ranch is Shasta Caverns. Okay. Believe it or not, most people want to go to Shasta Caverns and Sundown Bridge. Whiskey Town, we send them to Whiskey Town because it's a beautiful lake, and it's still a beautiful lake. It just doesn't have as many trees now, unfortunately. But there should be, with hopefully what we learned, there'll be a regrowth, and within 10 years, it'll be beautiful again with the trees. Honestly, that is one of my pet peeves that I am going to be actively involved in, because being in insurance and what the insurance companies are doing to Shasta County because of the wildfire exposure, it needs to be addressed, and it needs to be addressed now, because premiums are double, tripling, and quadrupling on these people that have done everything that they possibly can to mitigate a wildfire in their house, and they're still being punished. And that's just wrong on so many levels.
Well, what can be done about that? Because you're right. I mean, I see people that their houses weren't burnt, and yet the advice is to make sure that you don't let that fire in, or your home insurance lapse. But then they're just getting bumped up.
Yeah, a lot of the companies are non-renewing. A lot of them are increasing the premiums, which I'm glad they're increasing the premiums and not non-renewing. But the insurance industry in the state of California drew a line around all the towns in California and said, we're not going to insure outside this line. And there's no exceptions. There's no exceptions. If you're outside that line, we're not going to insure you.
Wow.
And so you have to go out and find insurance that it can be 2, 3, 4 times as much. Even if you have, 500 feet of moonscape around your house, they're still not going to do it. You've done everything you can. They're not a wildfire going to burn your home. Probably won't burn your home. And the insurance companies are saying, we don't care. Well, we got to get the insurance companies to care. We got to get them to start underwriting again instead of redlining. And it's a real pet peeve for me. And if I were supervisor, it would give me a little bit more juice.
Okay. So this is what we're talking about. Can you imagine that, for some people, they're not sure they want to rebuild in certain areas because they can't get insured?
That's right.
Does the county have anything to do as the county grows here? And one of the big questions, and we've only got like a minute left, so I'm not even going to ask that because that gets too long into that. What would be your first thing you'd want to do if elected? You have a minute for that one.
The first thing I want to do is get control of the crime problem in Shasta County. I would support wholeheartedly, and I think all the supervisors and city council members should support wholeheartedly, a tax designed for public safety, a jail, detention center, whatever. Get behind it. Let's get it passed. Let's get that started.
And this is a specific tax, the 66.
That's the only way it's going to pass.
Yeah.
A general fund tax will not pass.
Okay. Curtis Byron, going to be running for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 4, wants to bring in some other, new ideas and some things that are happening. When's the election then? I mean, when's the primary for this?
March.
Next year? March of next year. Okay. So you got a pretty good start on it.
I need it. I'm a slow starter. I'm a sprinter.
Okay, everybody. Hey, I want to remind you that tonight, Turtle Bay is going to host Brews by the Bridge fundraiser tonight, June 14th. It's going to be down at Turtle Bay Exploration Park at there, and you got to be it's a 21 and over event. It's presented by Cinerama. Be on the quarry patio near the north end of the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. 12 different companies there, so enjoy it. And it's Father's Day this weekend, and you might want to remember Dad.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us, and just remember,
it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.